How you doing over here?
Shit.
Yeah. Alright. Nice. You know, on the podcast with my favorite guest on Sesame Street. The Monkey. The Monster of Cookies.
The Chocolate Chip Champ. The Sugar Cookie Simp.
Ooh, I like it. The Sugar Cookie Cunt.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, all my fellow milkers, to the Hyperbolic Burger Milk. We've got quite a show in store for you. We go back to back. We're trying to make sure that we keep it more consistent, or at least whatever we feel like. It just gives us some news and motivation. This is your host, Duke Clay. I'm also joined by...
Yeah, sound effects and shit. Yep, that's what just happened. Some sound effects. Y'all heard it.
Yeah, that was some post production right there. You did a good job with that. I like it.
I know. You never know. It may be the same audio as last week. It may be some new shit.
Speaking of last week, we're trying to figure out the audio issues. So just bear with us on this. It's a work in progress. You know, it's what life is.
Yeah, progress. Exactly, work in progress. Progress is just, you know, work. So, you know, that's what we're doing, I guess.
So, last time we spoke, which was like 3 hours ago.
No way.
What's all been going on with you?
Nothing, man. Busy as week, you know. As per usual, but it's been nice, man. It definitely feels like summer, but it also feels like the end of summer. So, there you go. I brought up weather. That's like the perfect, like, you know.
Oh, dude.
That's like the perfect conversation.
Dude, how about that weather? I mean, yeah, but like you said, it's coming to the end of the season. People are starting to have to go back to, you know, summer's almost over. Everybody's trying to go back to that
too. But you know how it is. Towards the fall is when a lot of shit drops. So, so that's...
Everybody will have a reason to be home. But, yeah. Okay, so what do you want to start off with? You want to start off, let's just give it, I'll give you an option. Are we starting with news, or we're going to just talk about some stuff that we already watched, since we already talked about this kind of
thing? We can kind of go in, let's see what kind of order. Or, you know what? I have a surprise question. And we'll start off with that, because it's low-key kind of wild, and it may set the tone for the episode. And we had pre-production, but this was not brought up, so this is your first time hearing this.
You're getting my raw reactions, but let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Alright. What is one song from R. Kelly that if we gave you permission to listen to, like, what is that song where it's just like, alright, for the next hour, R. Kelly is uncancelled. And you could just jam this shit out for the next hour. After that, you gotta cut that shit off, because we don't play with that cancel. Like, we don't play with that shit around here. That boy was wildin'.
So basically, they're along the vaults. All the R. Kelly hits.
Yeah.
The
Chocolate Factory is open for an hour.
Honestly, do you want me to answer first, or did you already think of what you have?
I don't know if I'm ashamed of this, but I kind of have too many options.
Okay.
So,
see, with me, when it comes to R. Kelly, I mean, the Chocolate Factory, oh, no, shit, damn it. All right, I got an answer, and I'll tell you the logic behind it.
I
was first going to go with Ignition, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Great hit. Jam, you know what I'm saying? That's the one you can rap to all the time.
Whatever. He makes car noises. Yeah. I would say he makes car noises in the song, in the hook.
Like, but no, I'm going to go with I Believe I Can Fly. Because that one is like, even, because, let's put it here. The scenario is set up, everybody knows about the cancellation. So you got an hour. It's not like you're forgetting about all the things he did. You know what I'm saying? But you just listen to it guilt-free. So I Believe I Can Fly is a good song to listen to. There's nothing about the lyrics that are suggested. It doesn't make you flash back to what R. Kelly actually is in reality past his hour. You know, that's a hopeful, dynamic, dramatic orchestra.
Yeah. Song. It's just unfortunate. It's unfortunate that he made the song. That song is beautiful. It's just that, like,
yeah, it is somebody else's hands.
Yeah. No, I like that because my gut choice, like my initial choice, is a song that's similar, just like that. It's kind of low key, like my favorite R. Kelly song of all time.
Really?
Yeah, but the evil, like I said, there's the evil part of me that wants to play a song that if I only get an hour, I gotta use it wisely. So I'm kind of thinking about, because a song like I Believe I Can Fly, even outside of the purge window of pretty much what this is, it's like, if you get, of all the songs you get caught listening to, if someone catch you listening to I Believe You Can Fly, it's like, you know what, maybe you is having a tough day, and I probably shouldn't come at you, and you're like, this is the day you just wish you can fly. So it's kind of like, alright. So, my real answer is The World's Greatest. Because,
damn, that's a good one too.
It is, dude. Like,
I still haven't seen Ali, but I definitely listened to that fucking song.
Oh, I seen that movie when I was watching the video. That's all I need. Those are the only parts of the movie that matter is when that song's playing.
The world's greatest. When your back's against the ropes, I can feel it.
Dude, see, that's the only thing I'm missing from R. Kelly, because I never really listened to any of that sexy shit, you know, the sexy grind. Like, but, and then the other thing about Ignition is I already got a pretty good substitute for it. It's Dave Chappelle.
You're right.
I don't need Ignition. I got.
For some reason, I thought you were talking about Beamers from Tyler, the Creator, which is kind of like the same song.
Well, I haven't listened to that song. You have to let me know about it.
Yeah, but the demonic side of me can't stop thinking about feeling on your booty. Because think about it, like when you're feeling on some booty, you kind of it's kind of nice to have like a little soundtrack to it, like you know what I mean, like.
For an hour, do we have to listen? We have to listen to the same song the whole hour.
I haven't really thought, you know what, I'll be completely honest with you, like, that was kind of on the fly, so I haven't really thought of all the stipulations. I just imagine that you would spend that hour, because I feel like if you just go through, burn through, like, your greatest hits in an hour, I was like, I guess, you know, that's cool, but I don't know, I guess I was just trying to, like, press you, like, yay, only pick one, because, like,
dude, but, I think we both have a pretty good answer.
Yeah.
It was on the fly. Like, I love it. We need to do more of this music purge.
Indeed. I can't think of who else does music that has got the fuck up out of here.
I mean, Michael Jackson. But, I mean, people still listen to this. That's the thing. Like, honestly, I'll tell you this much. I listen to this shit. Like, people still listen to Chris Brown. I don't. People do. What's the difference?
I think we're getting somewhere.
Like some people have supported, some people.
You know what? You know what I think it is? I think it's the levels. Because R. Kelly definitely hit level 99.
Yeah. It depends on how much of an offender you are, I guess.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
I mean, nowadays, all these sex workers are getting fucking outed. They're like, well, do you like touch people's feet? Work, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know what's more hype beast at the moment, sneakers are like just feet photos.
anti sneaker heads, just feet heads, naked heads,
the skinnies. Like, girls, see me them skinnies,
dude. Even them natural footwear, I want that natural footwear,
or organic shell toes.
They're all into it. Like, where you go get your manicure?
Oh, man.
Tell when we get to that point.
Do you want to have fun with some funnies again, or do you want to go into some more serious stuff? Because we do.
Oh, see, you got me sidetracked. I like that topic.
Yeah, we'll see. Definitely good.
Yeah, we're gonna do that. But I mean, I guess I got somewhat of a new story kind of related to that. You know, so I'm just gonna go with it first. You know, we're both fans of Overwatch, right? We've played it, streamed it a couple times.
That is true. Overwatch is pretty cool. Yeah.
So apparently, some fans for Overwatch, they're asking for McCree's name to be changed. Do you know why? McCree, everybody knows he's like the cowboy western character, six shooter, DPS, damage dealing, pretty much kind of iconic that series. Do you want to know why they're asking for his name to be
changed? I have no clue. I haven't heard nothing about this.
Well, apparently, the McCree character, the name comes from one of the, like, executive producers or whatever at Blizzard, or I think it was Blizzard, and he's, you know, one of those people who's got cancer. So, you know, some Me Too type stuff.
Gotcha.
So, like, and, you know, there's the whole, like, it's the state of California that's suing Activision / Blizzard for, like, just the culture of work they have.
I'm not gonna lie. Every time I see something about Blizzard, Activision, it's usually some crazy wild shit. About how like they pretty much mistreat their workers. I know they got some crazy stuff going. To be honest, it sounds like a headache, and it makes me like I don't know. There's a lot involved in a lot of things these days. Obviously, you can't blame it, like, you know, a child for still, like, wanting maybe these games and these products. But then you think about, like, you know, as you're as an adult and you know these things and then you know these companies, it's like, how do you still move forward with the part that got you in? Or do you, because I would say, like, do you do what's right? But I'm like, what is right? I don't even know.
Yeah. So, I mean, not everybody has to know that the character McCree is related to that guy. Because honestly, you're just giving that guy more promotion. And it's like, we don't have to know. That's how I feel about him. Like, but if you change it now, just perfect change it.
Yeah, like I know, like I said, me personally, I won't be affected. But then also, if I could say, for instance, when I just think about the situation outside of myself, I'm like, you know what? I kind of don't care what happens as long as whatever's the right thing to do, whoever decides what's the right thing to do, and if it's the right thing to do, just fucking go with it. I'll live. It's a fucking name for a character. You could change Sub-Zero to fucking like Blazing Hot, whatever. He's still blue and shoots ice.
Yep.
They
really don't have to do really anything. They could just probably name him after a voice actor. There you go. Call him like Mercer or something. Because Matt Mercer is the guy who plays the voice.
Nick Mercer. There you go.
Matt Mercer. Just call him Mercer.
I didn't know he played Hit Voice.
Yeah, in the dub. And he does Jump to Roll voice.
Nice. Yeah, still name still starts with M, so heck, where that works.
Yeah, still, you know, don't have to change anything. But I guess, I mean, I'm all over the board today. Do you want to stay on game news, or do you want to? Let's stick with game news.
Gotcha.
Earlier, there's a rumor going around that there was a new GTA being worked on. Everybody assumed it was GTA 6. But it turns out that it's going to be, from sources, that it's going to be a remaster of the previous trilogy of Grand Theft Auto games. It's going to be 3, Vice City, and San Andreas, and they're going to be remastering it and redoing it through the Unreal Engine.
So like,
basically update
it. To Grand Theft Auto 5? They're all going to use,
yeah, like that. Yeah. And they said they're going to be using some of the old graphics and all that stuff, too. So they're not going to probably you know, try to make it super, but they're just remastered, so they're probably just going to have old.
So it was like, yeah, like a remaster slash remake, almost?
Yeah, remake, remaster, rework. The whole engine's going to be different, so.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think it's still the same story. It's going to be too much.
That's, like, it's tough, because I know people want the next Grand Theft Auto so much, but it's just, like, GTA Online is the most expensive game. I don't want to say ever, because I know PC games will be on some wild shit, but. It's kind of crazy when you think about Grand Theft Auto 5, especially
the best at what it does.
The role playing mods they do with it's been around since PlayStation 3 and 360, and that shit's still getting updated. That shit had updates this year, like added so much stuff. I ain't gonna lie, having the old games on the new engine, even if it doesn't have to be like, you know, exactly Grand Theft Auto 5, as far as the engine, but yeah, just like re-engine, so they probably had to just retool some shit, and I naturally probably just brought up the look and stuff. Oh, dude, I'm down. I probably will actually. Imagine how, like, especially if they, like I said, if they keep the art style from Vice City, like, that game had a cool art style, and it had a nice little theme with it.
Yeah, I want them to take it double. There's things you remember in your imagination will let you finish the story, but when you have it so realistic, there's really no room for you to, like, invest yourself into it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, throw yourself in that world. But I think, and plus, it's all for nostalgia. Like, we're in the era of remakes, reboots, and all that type of stuff.
Exactly. Sequels
and everything. So. And, you know what? You can treat it pretty much like DLC, basically. Yeah. You know?
It's tough, though, because I'm not opposed to it at all. Like, to be honest, I would. Like, I see the trilogy where you can buy the old games all the time. And, I don't know, I never pulled the trigger, but, you know, a remaster would be nice. Like, I'm down for that.
Yeah.
I'll probably actually aim to beat every single one of them, because I don't think I beat any of them, but I don't even beat, haven't even beat San Andreas, because I remember my fucking file got wiped, like, right when I was at the end, and I was like, dude, fuck this shit, man, I ain't going through that.
No, San Andreas, I got to the helicopter. That one guy.
The toy helicopter mission?
Yeah.
Dude, I remember, yeah, I used to do that mission for people, because everyone got stuck on that shit, dude.
I was either around there, but I know I was fucking with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, I guess we're going to keep pushing along with the game, then.
I like it.
We got the Avengers Black Panther content expansion, DLC.
Yes, sir.
That's going to be coming out. It's going to be dropping on August 17th. I've been waiting. I only honestly pick it up when there's a new content drop.
I enjoy it much more now. I think maybe because I had a break from it, and I think that break did a lot for me, because they got to work on some hiccups for the hardcore dedicated people. They got to continue to lab and help them out with some fucking bugs. But I love that, like, I'm pretty sure, last time I logged in, they had the thing to where you can permanently select duplicates of heroes. Because that was a big thing. Like, because I know when you do quick match, it's so much more consistent now. When you want to go on a quest, or when you open a quest and you just open it up to matchmaking and people want to join in, like, and, like, I don't know, because you already know, imagine everybody, like, when Black Panther comes out, everybody is going to want to play that character, so imagine if they didn't have matchmaking to where you couldn't have duplicate heroes. Like, I guess for the first couple months of the game, maybe it didn't make sense, or I don't know, I kind of don't see why you wouldn't put something like that out of the gate. It's tough, though, because I know they tied it into, like, the little story and the Tachyon Rift shit, like,
yeah,
within, like, the anomaly shit, to where it's, like, you know, the reason everyone, so if we all wanted to pick Captain America on a mission, we can do it. But I guess they kind of wanted to make it make in-game sense, where it's like, oh, the multiverse and the reality and all this stuff is wide open. So that's why there's so many rifts in the time stream. So that's why it can happen this way. Like, it didn't have to be all that serious. So it's just like, make it a button or make it a feature that's default. And
people here for the actual just gameplay.
Exactly. Because I think that's a lot of the hiccups that we had. Because I remember when we would try, like, just having a 4-man team was like a fucking drag. Like, you would only do like 3-player quests. Like, it was so hard to get just that 4th team member. Because who knows? Because once you already have a Hulk on the team, or maybe a Thor, like, you know, or whoever I don't know who the popular characters were at first, but so many people were just playing those characters. And then if you go to fucking, if you were to play with fucking, who's the fucking stretchy fucking Miss Marvel? Fucking Kamala. Like, when you pick her, you always find groups. Like, at least in my experience, like, it was easy to matchmake. Because, I feel like everyone was, not hogging, but selecting the other characters. So, it's been nice, dude. I played a couple missions with me as Thor and a couple other Thors. There was a mission where it was, like, 2 Kate Bishops and 2 Hawkeyes when I played. Oh, so, I was like, damn, we're all just fucking shooting bows. Badass. Yeah. Arrows and kneecaps, arrows and ass.
Bro.
But, I like that feature a lot.
I haven't played it in about a month and a half, so I'm definitely going to be picking it up this weekend, next weekend, a couple days. Because I'm going to get through the story. I hope Black Panther plays. I mean, it looks like he plays more towards Captain America. My main guy. I didn't really buff out anybody else. Didn't try to level up. So it's like, yeah, Captain America, that's my play style. I'm treating it like Captain America game. Which is, you know, that's sad to say, but if they had more characters, like, the reason I bought them is Sports with Fire. So at least they're dropping on me. And I hope they're not doing too little too late. Because some of this, because the main story, they left it really open-ended. And like you were talking about, how they try to make the multiple heroes make narrative sense. So it seems like they're picking plot over just having a fun game. Like, I understand trying to have a story. I guess that's what Square Enix wanted to do.
And Marvel, Marvel wants everything to be so story-driven.
It's a story-driven, yes. And then it's also games as a service. Like, they want you to grind. They want you playing this game every day. It's got challenge cards, daily passes, daily challenges, plus the in-game currency. They're trying to keep it sustainable. And I guess by stalling out the content, just keeping people still subscribed, basically. And at least it's free. It's free DLC. And you get more. So I still got to get the Captain America Avenger in-game suit. But I think I'm Black Panther hybrid, but the jungle looks dense.
I can't wait, because one thing is like, yeah, he said they looks like they care about lore and story a lot, which I do appreciate, because although the Future Imperfect one was a little weird, I was just like, I don't know. Like, even the maestro at the end, I was like, I don't know.
This is like, oh, you guys definitely didn't have X-Men, because it's literally Old Man Logan, but, I mean, there is an Old Man Logan, like Hawkeye in Old Man Logan, but still, who you're just trying to, but I like how they do their
own. Yeah, but it seems like the approach, I know they've been dropping trailers for the War of Wakanda, like, it looks nice, man. They're taking a nice approach with the story. It's, I don't even want to say too much about it. It's...
But... I've been staying away from the trailers.
It seems like a nice little story that it's going to add Black Panther in. And like you said, his gameplay looks good. His fucking character model looks polished. Like, it looks like they've been spending their time on it. So that's why I do hope that, you know, not only does it deliver, like, not for my expectations, it's for everyone. I just hope everyone just appreciates it and is happy about it. And, like, you know what? Maybe this game does have a future. Because I definitely know.
I hope so. I keep praying that people, like, finally find this game. Maybe when Spider-Man comes in, that's when, you know, stuff will get better.
Yeah, you already know he ain't coming in until December to tie in with the movie drop.
I can't wait, bro. And they need to, speaking of that, they need to hear about that fucking trailer. Where is it? It's supposed to come out Christmas. Where's the trailer?
Are you going to watch the trailer or are you going to hold back?
I'm going to watch the first trailer. I always watch the first trailer.
Okay, so you do always watch the first one. What if they say the first trailer?
The teaser and the first trailer. After that, I'm like...
Okay, gotcha. What about Shang-Chi? Do you think, like, they'll save it to where you have to go to the movie to get the trailer? Because that's early September.
I mean, that is wise to do.
Because, you know, now they just drop trailers online. And then, and like you'll see a trailer before you go to a movie. And then it comes on at the movie theater, and you're like, oh, yeah, I just saw this, like, on YouTube. Like, that's how movie trailers are nowadays.
That's the problem with, like, modern movies, because I remember those trailers used to be, like, you would see a movie, like, a year and a half.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Just a glimpse of it. Like, I'm Cloverfield. That was one of the movies where I didn't see the trailer. I'm seeing it in the theater. Like, the fuck is this? Didn't have a name. They didn't even have a title for
it. Yeah, dude. It was almost
a date.
Yeah, it's almost kind of give. I guess like conventions are like the only place that kind of like give you that feel now. That this is the only place that this trailer has been revealed for the first time.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, have you honestly? Since we're talking about trailers and stuff, did you watch the Guardians, like the Square Enix one, the new one? Because it seems like it's still Marvel Square Enix, but it's not the Avengers game. I don't know if it's even set in the same universe, but it's like the Guardians game, but it's all single player.
I did see.
You play Star Lord, you control the Guardians.
Yeah, I saw that at when they did the first reveal. I haven't seen like the newer stuff they dropped, but that's what it looked like. It looked like you just play the Star Lord game, and it's like the other characters is assist, which I guess like depending on how you wanted to do it, like they had to pick something, and they pick Star Lord, you play him, so I'm like, cool. Hopefully they just dive into that shit and make it awesome. Like, I personally would obviously love to play, have the option to play any of them. I mean, I probably would have only ever played Rocket or Gamora, but then again, Drax sounds like he could have worked some shit, and then, like, you know, Groot, he's a fucking tree, so his gameplay could have been fun. So, you know, obviously I just contradicted what I said earlier and just said I would play all of them, but whatever, fuck it. But that's why I'm just like,
it'd be nice to have the option.
Yeah. But to be honest, I don't see myself not playing. I feel like why not, man? I'll buy it. It's like I said, I already took a bite of the cookie. I might as well finish it, man. Like, it's Marvel. I mean, Marvel, give it to me. Shove it down my throat.
At least they're not. I mean, this seems relatively. It came out relatively fast after Avengers game, which I'm thinking maybe they didn't have time to like do the other characters. They had Star Wars done. They're like, we just gotta push this along, fuck this online service, and make it a single player game. Just get this, just to keep our relationship good with Marvel. Maybe. I don't know. But it looks fun. I'm definitely gonna play it. I mean, I like the little dialogue, like decisions you get to have. Who knows if they make changes or differences? It's pretty cool.
And it's coming out for like fucking everything. It's like Xbox, fucking. So, like, that's just even coming out on Switch. That's just coming out on
Stadia, bro.
Oh, Stadia.
It's about Phoenix, they're in the hole. Dude, they're in the hole. They're like, you gotta push this fucker out.
Hey, good luck, Goose Fraba.
Because they've spent a lot of money. I'm pretty sure Marvel and Square Enix spent a lot of money making it. They thought it was gonna be like a Smash match. But.
Yeah, they're giving away that game for free. I've been seeing that shit hella cheap. Like, that shit might as well just be a free service game at this point. It might as well be a free-to-play game at this point. Especially if they want to make it a service. They got cosmetics out the ass, and that's what people buy anyway. Especially with in-game cosmetics. People were going so crazy. People were going so crazy for them. Like, I'm not gonna lie, they look nice as fuck. Especially Iron Man's. And Iron Man and Caps look the best to me. Like, there's no way I'm buying the fucking Hulk in-game one. That shit's like, all his costumes look whack. He just be in shorts. Like,
dude, they can't even like give him a change. He does have a maestro suit, right?
Yeah, nobody wants that bald headed boy.
Oh, Hulk Hogan looking ass.
But, like, for me, they got the fucking, like, they got the Honolulu fucking ripped shirt Hulk. Like, I guess he was on vacation, and I guess he just started raging on vacation. But, like, yeah, I guess he has a few good costumes, but for the most part, like, they're lucky with him, because that game is, like, playing with the Hulk is so fun in that game. For me, sometimes I'm surprised I don't always play with him. I only play with other characters just to give him a break. But yeah, playing with the Hulk is extremely fun in that game. And you can play him as like a super team player. And
I definitely see. I did want to play as the Hulk. But then, like, when people started blocking me, it was like messing with my system. Yeah. So I was just like, I can't, because there's no way somebody just stand there and hold a bunch. It's just sit there, but they make, you know, they try to make me a wall type.
Yeah, you got to make Hulk fit in the game. Yeah,
yeah, you got to fit your play style, and I'm a bruiser, I'm a brawler. You know, I'm a button match.
No, yeah, I'm telling you, like, well, yeah, when you play the Incredible Hulk, like, right, he kind of has like unlimited health. That's kind of why I go crazy with him, because like once you like oh, he kind of does have unlimited health in that game. So that's all you can kind of see. Like, it's the Hulk, dude. You either make him too crazy powerful, like the fine control with the Hulk, which is meant to just be always out of control. That's tough. That's why you gotta be built for it. Like when people were dying trying to play with the Hulk, I'm like, hey, I think you may need to switch over to Thor. I think you may need to switch over to, like, this Hulk life may not be built for you. You ain't got enough gammas in your rays.
Hey, dude. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's pretty much all the gaming news. Do you have any other gaming news that you saw that you want to speak about?
Not gaming news in particular.
I mean, we got the Game Pass section.
Yeah, I was like, because we do have Game Pass section, and then we can end the Game Pass section with game movie news, and then maybe we can go into the movie.
Yeah, there we go. I understand what you're saying. So, right here, this section, we're just going to talk about some games that saw Game Pass. Eventually want to try out or something. Well, what I have here for this month was Link's Time. I remember playing that game, but I don't think I ever like beat it or saw it to the end.
What game was that?
Blinks to the Time Sweeper.
Oh, Blinks, yeah, Blinks to Time Sweeper, yeah.
Yeah. So, I was going to try that out, see if it still holds up, time travel, all that different stuff. And then there's this independent game they were raving about last year, won a lot of awards and stuff. It was on PC, I didn't have PC at the time, or I just, you know, I don't really PC game, but it's Hades, and I'm like, apparently it's like one of those dungeon crawlers, you just go around, collect stuff. You have to go back to certain areas where you get better weapons. I guess they call it Metroidvanias or roguelikes or whatever the fuck it is. I'll try it out. If I like it, I like it. I'm married to the idea, but I'm trying to branch out to the game. That's what we got for you.
Yeah, that's not bad. Those are some solid picks. I mean, as soon as you told me that Hades was on fucking Game Pass, I was like, you know what? I need to probably try that out too, because, like you said, everyone was just been busting nuts over that game. Blink's Time Sweeper, I'm pretty sure I used to have that.
Yeah, you definitely had that on the OG Xbox.
Yeah, I remember it wasn't too bad when I was playing it. but for me, because, like you said, this is a nice little section where we get to recommend people stuff to the streaming service, like, you know, not just Netflix and Hulu and, you know, HBO Max. Like, hey, there's also video game services, too. So, so bam, Game Pass. I kind of suggest a lot of things, but I'm definitely probably going to... Well, I think everyone should give Injustice 2 a try. It's on Game Pass, and if you like superheroes, it's in Mortal Kombat-style games. The story mode on is fucking fantastic. There's so, like, the roster in that game is some of the, like, the coolest superheroes in DC, in my opinion. Like, obviously, they don't have, like, every character, but some of the choices they pick for that game is just beautiful. Starfire's just looks cool. Like, they have, you know, a few. They have fucking Hellboy. The Ninja Turtles is in the all four Ninja Turtles.
Yep.
Are in Injustice 2. Like, come on now. Like, shit. Like, it doesn't get much better than that. Black Manta, fucking Red Hood. That roster is insane. It's fucking beautiful.
Yeah, I know it has, like, the character customization to where you, like, change characters and stuff like that. Customize kind of, like, each piece of gear and stuff like that. So that's definitely the part, like, the aspect of the game that probably interests me.
Trust me, if you like to dress up your dolls and action figures, it's definitely one of the favorite games. Play with your little dollies and dress them up. Trust me.
That's me all day, man.
Exactly. I do that shit for hours.
I'm sitting in a room full of dolls.
Exactly. Like, that shit is fucking tight. But I was also thinking about diving into, so, I guess another fighting game as well. It's that, I don't know, for some reason I've been on, like, a Power Rangers kick. So, I've been thinking about playing that Battle for the Grid Power Rangers game. It's on Game Pass.
Okay. Yeah. You were talking about this earlier.
Yeah. For some reason, I've just been in the Power Rangers mood. And that's just been kind of interesting to me. So, that's something that, you know, I would say give a shot, but I know there's one more thing on Game Pass that I would suggest. That's mainly because that those are kind of like interactive fighting games. Like, if you want to just kind of try something that's just more like laid back, this game is on Game Pass. It's in game preview mode right now, but it's fucking Grounded. I don't know if we've ever talked about this on the show. I don't think we have.
No. That was during the snap time.
Yeah, I think everyone should try Grounded. You can play it one player or four players. It's fucking, yes. It's Honey I Shrunk the Kids, like, slash whatever. Who makes this fucking Fallout Black Vegas? Like, or what? New Vegas 2 type shit.
Like, I guess, like Fallout Vegas.
Fallout. All
like,
that shit.
It's like a mixture of Minecraft, a mixture of Fallout. Kind of.
Yeah.
And definitely.
It's first person. Kids who don't. Our third person.
Oh, yeah, I sure kids are. I would say just Ant-Man. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Ant-Man works.
You're that size. And it's actually pretty fun, and the bugs are going to be actual intimidating. I stay away from spiders. Don't fuck with spiders on that game, guys.
Yeah.
So that's mine.
Yeah, it's survival based. You have to build, like, a camp. You have to, like, carve armor to, like, for yourself out there. You have to make sure you have
water,
food constantly.
Yep.
And then, like, you basically have to solve the mystery because you start off as a micro-sized kid and nothing is explained to you in the game. Like, there's an objective that you discover and it kind of, like, unfolds and you just kind of go along the path and, like, the story just, the way, and like I said, it's still in game preview. But the story progresses bit by bit every time they have a decent update. Like, they haven't gone full, I don't think, 1.0 yet. I'm pretty sure if it's still a game preview. But it's crazy, man. Just trying to figure out the story is, like, because
is the big part of the game. Like, and especially, and not even just the mystery, like, figuring out what crap's what, and the story you have to go to. That is the game.
That's definitely a beautiful game. And then I'll mention one last thing. All the Banjo-Kazooie games are on Game Pass, so just check it out.
Okay. Well, we just finished up the game. That was the game section. Video games. Now we're with Idris Elba. You know about this guy. He was having a pretty good year.
Yeah, you know why he's having a good year?
Why?
Because he's been brought up on Bergamot Podcast 2 weeks in a row.
Bro. Yes. We can't stop talking about it.
because of that, he's having his year is through the roof. You're welcome.
I'm pretty sure he's like something that's happening. But he's also winning, you know, when it comes to roles, diversity type roles. He's going to be in that. You remember those Sonic movies that came out what, last year? The year before. It was one of the last movies before the whole shit.
It's when the animators got bullied to make Sonic look better.
Yeah, when they actually got bullied to actually seem more accurate than the character.
They got
fuck cyber your creative vision.
They got cyber bullied to fix the character.
A whole ass company, bro.
That is hilarious. It was for the better.
It was one time the fucking crying bad boys were right.
Well, that's like. It's like bullying is beneficial. I think more people should be bullied. Isn't that like a thing now? Or
I mean, honestly, that's when your true colors stand out. Like, somebody's giving you shit. Either you cry or you just take it. Or you fix that part of yourself. Like, sometimes, hey, if you stink, hey, bully that motherfucker. This nigga will start taking showers. That's beneficial. To him and to everybody around him.
Yeah, it's like, don't be nice. He'd be like, yo, dog, I think you stink, man. I take that back. You kind of do.
I think. You know what? Nah.
It's like, you know what? Let's all say something honest about each other right now.
That's the best trick. Oh, you. It's not bullying. Honest. Like, yeah. Well, no, it can be as honest. Dude, I'm gonna use that shit. Hey, let's say something nice about everything. Let's say one thing nice, one thing bad about it.
You know, balance. I had, you know, it was for the better.
Alright, but it just helped. He's been casting the second Sonic movie as Knuckles, which is I hope he keeps his fucking accent. I hope all kids that sound just like fucking dude, niggas from the Bronx or fucking Britain or from England, a British black nigga. That's what I want them all sound like.
Exactly. I was kind of thinking about that. I was like, you know what? He can kind of keep it regular, and that'd still be a tight ass. That'd be a tight ass Knuckles voice.
You are the problem again. But
I still haven't seen it though. It's on Hulu, I know.
It's one of those movies, you know. Yes, I wish it was set more in the other world, but it's a portal. It's definitely better than all those other like chipmunks. It's like in that vein, you know, chipmunks, Smurf.
Right? I haven't watched any of those.
Just a guy living his life in Believer. To a weird friend. Now he's got to hide it from everybody and blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
They learn how to, they hate each other, but they love each other.
It's like.
And he helps him fuck his wife. Yeah.
So it's like Sonic X, but like for an adult?
Basically. Yeah. And then they have, you know, Robotnik's good in it. Jim Carrey's good in Robotnik. That's kind of like the whole special. Voice for Sonic 3, alright.
Cool.
I mean, Sonic, it's an alright movie, so I'm kind of hyped for the second one. I hope they go a little harder on it.
It looks like they're going way hard on this one.
They get PG-13, man. They got, and then Tails did show up at the end, so it's like, he was promised, so he's coming.
Yeah, he's confirmed for sure. I don't know. I know the first little teaser had Sonic 2 video game music actually in the trailer. So it's like, hey, like, hopefully they're like doing a lot of Sonic 2, the actual video game inspired stuff, because everyone knows that's like kind of the best Sonic game.
Oh yeah, that is the best Sonic game.
Like
that's
Sonic,
the perfect game to like, have two players. That was a perfect little brother game.
Definitely.
Give him the controller, he can control cells, he can never die, and he only helps.
That is good, man. Could you still stay alive if Sonic dies? You can still play as Tails, right?
No.
Or if Sonic die, the whole, you have to reset?
Yeah, Tails isn't a background character. So, like, Tails can just run off and be off the screen.
Yeah.
And come back at him.
Yeah. Because I remember there was a time where I remember definitely being like, yo, stay alive with Sonic. And then I remember going ham with Tails because he couldn't die. It's like having it's like having an invincible character. So I'm like, So it's like give Tails to the best person. Like depending on like I think it was just like till we get to the boss. I think that's how I used to do it. It's like, all right, all right, we're gonna play till we get to the boss.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Switch the controllers. Hits on the boss, yeah, exactly. So So once you get to the boss, switch Sonic and just like just stay alive to Sonic, and then with Tails. Yes. You give the best, you know what I'm saying? Give the controller to the best person with Tails, and you just go fucking ham. Because, like I said, you get hit, but, you know, you come, your Tails. All Sonic got to
stay right there.
All Sonic got to do is stay alive. So I remember fucking Dr. Robotnik up with Tails, just like, bitch. and then I, like, once I realized that, I'm like, dude, I'm a fucking living cheat code. Like, I cracked that puzzle. But no, that is definitely more, give it to your little brother controller kind of game. That's like the epitome of that.
Because
even DK, like, you know, it gets real when like just your second player is only alive.
No, let me have to think that we get that. Okay, but I guess we got one other piece of movie news. I mean, I don't see nothing else. We did talk about Venom 2. I just realized I saw that it was delayed again, and I wanted to actually compile and see how many times it's been delayed. You want to know how many number? I want to see if you can guess.
Venom 2?
How many times it's been delayed?
I would say at least 4 times.
It's technically 4, but 5 times.
Nice.
The reason why, because it was supposed to come out in October, it got delayed. June 25th, it was October of 2020. Then it was June, it was supposed to come out, got delayed again. August got delayed. They didn't even have a date for that, just that. Then you got September, and then now it just got delayed. At first, it was delayed to like October 9th or October 8th or whatever. And then it got delayed again the same exact day to October 15th. And that's where we're sitting at right now. Yeah, now we have to wait more for a movie that's going to be okay, very mediocre, and Sony doesn't have a streaming service, so
was it?
They really don't have.
Was it the case like Black Widow? Has this movie been on the shelf just waiting to release, or have they just really just been pushing it back because production?
The first one was production.
Okay.
For sure, because they were planning on doing they could film.
Gotcha.
And then now since June, because it went from October 2020 to June. They give them, like, time to get everything done. But, yeah. It's just, can this movie just come out? What the hell?
Hey, fingers crossed. I'll probably watch the first Venom maybe the week of and then go into the second. Even though part of me may just want to watch the second. Because,
I don't know. You really don't have to know nothing.
That's how I feel, and I haven't even seen it.
Yeah, it's Eddie Brock. He's with me.
Damn, cool. That sounds good. I'll go watch the second one.
Really dumb.
I kind of feel like I'm just going to be scared.
Another fake Venom. There is a cool scene where you see, like, a little girl with a symbiote. Or, like, kind of freaky. It's like, sure. Okay. But, no, you don't really have to watch the movie. You got Woody Harrelson playing Carnage. That's what I'm hearing.
Deadass. Same here. Because there's, I kind of was like, yeah, perfect casting. And, it's hard to think any otherwise. I kind of almost feel like this is the role he's been waiting for. It's too bad that this movie may not be the best movie, but at least he got to play Carnage.
Well, at least we got Carnage, and at least we got casting. And casting is a big deal when it comes, especially to like things that are being adapted. So, earlier, I think it's been in the news this week about how Avatar, this TV show, The Last Airbender, Netflix is making their live-action adaptation. So this will be a second live-action adaptation. It's not connected to the movie. It's going to be a complete reboot of the animated series Avatar The Last Airbender. And we actually got our first look at some of the main characters in the cast for this show. We get to see who they cast for Fang. We get to see who they cast for Sokka, Katara, and then we get to see who they got cast for Zuko.
Nice.
And so far from the pictures, I don't know any people, but they all look like they at least they're not getting whitewashed like the movie was, so they can't be accused of that. I think they literally couldn't do that again, especially in these days and times, you know?
Exactly. Hey, like I said, I'm all for them. Like I said, the looks are cool enough. I'm not really care about the actors for the looks, but they don't look...
I know.
Yeah, but like I said, they don't look... They look, like you said, they're not whitewashed. They may actually... Hopefully this is, hopefully it's a good-ass movie to where they're not wasting their time, and no one's wasting their time.
It's a TV show. I believe it's a TV show.
Yes, I forgot. It is a Netflix series.
That's why I'm, I have way more faith in it. They're not going to crush it all.
Not rush it.
The characters. Because it's meant to be, a big
fan. Yeah. No, I like it, man. These people, the people they cast, they actually look like they look like kids, which is good. Because you got to remember that fucking... Team Avatar is just a bunch of little ass kids.
Dude, like Zuko that. Looks great. I mean, not Zuko, but Sokka.
Yeah, that's not like I said. So far, so good. I can't wait to see. As long as they do the casting justice, now I'm ready for me. My next layer is I want to see how the visual effects look, because I know that was a big thing that when the original creators were on before they left, that's something that they were tackling first. So I kind of feel I feel like they got that out of the way before they left. Hopefully.
I mean, that's probably why we haven't seen the cast.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see the costuming. I want to see how they do a lot of that for this show.
I totally 100%. Forgot that the original creator was part of this, which was a good thing when we first heard about it, and then they leave, which
mm-hmm.
Hopefully it was because they were starting the studio and they had to be dedicated to other stuff. Hopefully it wasn't.
Yeah, but it didn't sound like they left with the blessing, though. It sounded like they left with beef.
Yeah, see, so damn, maybe I shouldn't even talk about this goddamn show.
No, I don't know. We'll see.
We'll keep it open.
Yeah. Because I know when I first heard about the news, I thought it was Avatar Studio news. But it was actually for the Netflix. Because that's what I'm banking on the most.
Well, they do have... there's something I didn't write down.
What? What happened?
No. I guess speaking of Avatar Studios, they do have, table. I did watch a trailer for an actual tabletop game they have coming out. Takes place in the Avatar world. It's you make your own. You can be a bender or a non-bender. You can pick whatever bender you are. It's going to be like D&D, but in the Avatar world. You can pick, and it's the different generations. It could be way before Aang. It could be after Korra. You can literally set it in any place. So they have
Yeah, dude. I, you know what? Now I know exactly what y'all. I actually saw that, and I thought it was gonna be something totally different. And then I saw it was tabletop, and I was in my head. All I could think about was that episode of SpongeBob where Patrick and fucking SpongeBob was inside the box, and Squidward's how are you guys having so much fun inside there? Because that's pretty much what that game is. It's all right, cool. We gave you this stuff. Now go have the fun, with what our imaginations. How dare you force that on us?
Alright, give me a... I'm pretty sure they come with, guidebooks. What level you are means how much damage you do to this and that. It would be nice to have another fucking show. I'm just saying. A continuation.
Weird timing. Of all the Avatar news we could get and probably would want. That's nice and all, but we kind of don't want to hear about a tabletop game. But who knows? I may not be the market. I may be just...
I'm saying, who the fuck wants to be anything else but a vendor? Because they're also, pushing it, you're going to be a store owner and shit like that. Who would want to be a non-vendor in the Avatar world?
Well, you could be sorry. You could be a non-bender or a cabbage merchant. Think about it.
Like,
that sounds much more
painful. I mean, invincibility. Teleportation powers, invincibility. Comes with it. Or regeneration.
My cabbages.
But he always gets a new one.
Oh, dude, infinite cabbages. You can't keep him down. He had a statue built on him in Korra.
True story.
He's a legend.
I guess since we're talking about Avatar TV, we can finish off our TV, not new, but like two little subjects I just wanted to bring up. You don't really watch any of The Mandalorian.
I would say not yet. Okay. Well, eventually, I'll
probably do. Are you aware of a character as Ahsoka Tano?
I don't know the name. No.
It's the one that was supposed to be like Anakin's apprentice.
Apprentice? Oh, got you.
Yeah. Okay, so she showed up on The Mandalorian as an adult. And.
Got you. I remember that happened. That was a big deal. Like,
it was paid by Rosario Dawson, yeah. So that's what made it even bigger.
Yeah, I remember that happening, and then, like I said, like, all Mandalorian spoilers, it's like, it's whatever, I can get spoiled on that shit, okay. It doesn't really matter to me. Because, one, the internet already did it anyways, and then, outside of the internet doing that, it's like, I'm not that moved, so it's okay. And, like, it's like, I'm getting spoiled on shit I don't know about, so I'm like, I don't know how I can be offended if I wanted to.
Well, another thing about that kind of made that, like, a remarkable thing is because they kind of, like, solidified a character that started, like, in animation. Not really in the main movies or anything. Make it, like, a move over from the animated world to, like, live action.
Yeah, basically the Harley Quinn.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. And, like, kind of canon, because Star Wars is all canon, not really, until they make it live action. You know?
Gotcha.
So, like, we got another character from Star Wars Rebels who might be showing up. In the Ahsoka Tano show they have coming out next year. And I'm just like, okay, so if we can get more Rebels characters.
Oh, so she's getting her own, smooth spinoff now. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's getting her own spinoff TV show after her appearance.
Oh, okay, Rosario Dawson?
Yeah.
She had that Disney clout.
Yeah. She's got that Disney pool.
That's tight.
But there's another character from the show, Star Wars Rebels, Sabine. She was she was an actual Mandalorian, like she's from the, like home, like actual world of men, like the race of the people Mandalorians, not just the Creed or whatever. But yeah, she's gonna be showing up. She was from that show, but she's obviously gonna be older. I'm just like, cool. We get some characters from Rebels. Hopefully, I get a Chopper. Chopper's like a droid, so like cool droid out. We got another TV news. You ever watch Doom Patrol?
No, I haven't watched it. I need to watch Doom Patrol and Titans, actually. I'm going to write that in my notes.
Yes. Oh, actually, yeah. You definitely got to watch some Titans. So, Doom Patrol. And so, it's a great show. It's about, like, some Misfit team. If you've already seen it, you know about it. I don't want to tell you too much about it. It's a really, really, really good show. Like, it's about... characters don't really have traditional powers. Like, they do have superpowers, but, like, the show is really not about them being here. It's about, like, it's really, it's kind of like an exploration of, like, mental illness, really.
Mm.
And how you can, it's really, like, deep, it's an exploration of emotions and how they make people do things and how they, it's a really great fucking show. And it sometimes it doesn't make sense, sometimes it's a most depressing, cruel shit. Sometimes the body is fucking shit, and it kind of uses that to balance itself. It's really, really fucking good show. It's deep. First two seasons are all really fucking amazing. It's one of the best things that came out of the DC Universe, like, app or whatever the fuck it was. It, like, that app had to die so that show could grow, because it was getting too big for that. I'm glad HBO Max picked it back up. I'm glad they actually picked up a lot of the original shows from CW, the DC Universe.
Damn, I didn't know that. I didn't know that show was that popping.
No, it's fucking... Cyborg on there is the best Cyborg in anything. Period.
Wow.
Like, I'm not joking. Like, his suit, at first it's like, but once you get used to him, like, dude, he, like, his story is the best Cyborg story, period. Like, and he's been done to death, you know, like,
Titans, especially recently,
Titans, Go Teen Titans, he was in the DC animated movies. It's closer to the DC animated movies version of him, kind of. And, you know, Justice League, don't help that version of Cyborg. It's like, all right, you get to see it. But since we're talking about DC Universe shows that have been resurrected by HBO Max, I guess we can get into one. I got a couple shows here that I've already watched. I'm gonna give like my 30-second breakdown of the episode, if you, because I'm pretty sure most of the stuff I watch, you know, well, besides the main thing that we can talk about, let's go about watching this week. Do you got anything that you want to mention before I go over my like 2 minute show spiel?
Let's see. Before the 2 minute breakdown, we haven't got to the main thing just yet.
Yeah.
And then, who knows, maybe we'll bring up comics, maybe we won't. But, dude. I don't want to say my main thing was the R. Kelly thing, but that was one thing that I just thought would be nice. And then, we good. We covered.
It was a great start. It was a great start of the show.
Yeah, I like
it. I think it set itself. Show's not over, though. Here I go. I'm going to talk about everything I watched this week. All right, so, if we're talking about Titans. Season 3 just premiered on HBO Max. It's the first 3 episodes. So they just dropped 3 episodes out. And they usually do that for that show, and then it gets you hooked. So I would say, do you care about spoilers really? No? I'll just say,
go for it.
Let me just say this. The writing is way better. The writing this season is way better. The character developments is way better. Actually having all the characters together on the screen at the same time in the same location instead of splitting the A and B blocks and just using it the way that like two characters at different scenes at different times, actually having them experience some stuff and actually having some really big surprises in the last episode, third episode, pretty much like you're like, well, wow, they're really going deep. Like they start off with some dark shit and they keep on fucking going. Shit keeps happening, and honestly, some of the characters are overdeep.
What season is the Titans in right now?
It's in season 3. They just dropped episodes 1 through 3.
Nice. And that's on HBO Max for anybody who wants to check that out. Because I know I got that. Got added that in my list. So
It's first season's kind of cringy. It takes a while to get used to. Second season is a little step in the right direction, but then there's some things that happen that don't make sense. But if you can stick with the show, this third season probably makes it. And then all the characters are together. Another thing I watched on HBO Max was the show Wellington Paranormal. I don't know if I've ever told you about What We Do in the Shadows, about like this mockumentary about vampires in New Zealand.
I think you've told me. I remember the title.
So they got a spin-off TV show that's set in America but set in the same universe.
Nice.
And that's What We Do in the Shadows, the TV show. And now we have Wellington Paranormal is about the people in the cops in New Zealand that have to deal with all these weird, like zombies, werewolves, and ghosts. And it's just like the same type of dry humor. And it's actually pretty fun. If you've ever seen What We Do in the Shadows or you've ever seen the other TV show, Wellington Paranormal, it comes out once a week. On HBO Max or CW. If you don't have HBO Max, you can still watch it for free on the CW app next day. And, I mean, it's pretty fucking funny. I like it, and I like that type of humor. I got one more thing I watched. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I'm not really a manga reader, so I just watched the shows. And apparently, part 6 has finally, like, been announced, and it looks like it's coming straight to Netflix. It's going to be here sometime before the end of this year. I didn't think they'd get to part 6 already, but it's coming to Netflix this fall. You ever heard anything about JoJo's? I know you probably have. Nobody hasn't.
Yeah. For me, it took me a while to realize that, like, they were talking about new JoJo shit. When people started talking about JoJo again, I could have swore, I just thought they were, like, talking about, like, some old JoJo shit. Because in my head, I'm like, oh man, is that like an old show that everyone just think is popular again now? But yeah, I'm so
awesome. It was put on Netflix. All the parts are put on Netflix, besides like the last two. And I watched the first two when they put them on there, and then the third one eventually. And I'm like, okay. And the format takes a little bit to get used to, but yeah, it looked all right. I tried to just read ahead, but I'm not really a reader. When it comes like, I just could. I'm like, yeah, it doesn't have the same impact on me. But not when it comes to not so long. I can read comics, but training my brain to read backwards, I can't.
Wow, man!
It goes against, like, I have to like remind myself, like, oh yeah, I'm going this way.
Aren't we like the only people in the world that like do left to right? Isn't everyone like right to left in the world or some shit like that? Or probably like, was it up and down or down?
I think it's worse because I'm trying to read it digitally. Maybe if I had the book in my hand and was reading it from the other side, maybe. Physically, gotcha. Because I don't really read comics digitally either. I don't like reading comics digitally unless I have it zoomed in on the panel, like, and have it dynamic.
I didn't think about that.
But yeah, I mean, but you know,
maybe that is. Maybe you need the actual fizzies.
I might have to try it out, but I'm not going to do that with JoJo. I'll probably do it with My Hero.
My Hero is worth it because trust me, the way that My Hero is going, I kind of feel like, once the season ends, I'm going to be forced to start reading again, because I already know I won't be able to wait. Unless that big break is because they cooked up a couple seasons on deck, or maybe a bunch of episodes, then maybe, but I already know I'm going to feel empty when the season ends. If they don't resolve shit, which I don't think they will.
Oh, no. I mean, sometimes it does have a long setup when it comes to My Hero, but sometimes they, like, speed the serum stuff, they kind of fed through that shit. But they are in the fifth season and they're only in the third quarter of the first year, so.
Yeah, when you think about it.
It's like, damn. They went through a lot of shit in this first three-fourths of their year.
It's like, Jesus, three-quarters of the year. Nah, they're built different. Like, right. Like the toughest freshman class ever, man. Like, God damn. They can't catch a break. It's like, now y'all want to make a show? Yeah, like, y'all want to make a show as soon as we become freshmen? So there's all this excitement. Like, yeah.
Right. It just fucking get hit with everything. But I guess we can talk about our main topic. What If dropped this week. It was the episode that was Captain Carter. So that if you've seen the trailer, you would know. It's What If. Honestly, the what if is, what if Peggy Carter stayed in the room when Steve was supposed to receive the Super Soldier Serum? That's literally, like, the only difference that made it come something totally different.
Yep, yep, yep. It was a great-ass episode. The animation was beautiful, and it was cool. I think what I'm going to enjoy the most about all these episodes is the reenactment of the old episodes, and then right when they splinter off. Like, I love those deviations.
Yes.
And like I said, because even from the trailer, it was nice when they redid the Iron Man scene, then they got to the twist. You know,
yes.
This was
like through, the build up, basically. Like, yeah.
They fucking redid the entire Captain America scene, and then bam, they got the switch. He homie got capped. I'm like, what do you think you were gonna do?
Like, he couldn't get away.
But
I was like, damn.
But
it's crazy how that one change did like a lot.
Unravel into just a whole different fucking. It was cool though, because when I started thinking about like last episode when I was talking about the hairs, it was kind of like that's really what it is. It's an adjacent hair that's not a stray. It's still woven in a braid, and it's because there were so many. Because while you may think that's a big difference, like her getting the serum, when you do look at both stories together, they're extremely parallel. From the moment they got this serum to the exact end of the episode, it parallels the entire events of the whole movie. It's just literally just switched. Like, that one big switch was, in a way, becomes a little switch, because everything still fell into order.
It's still, yeah, they're still high.
In, like, a way.
Events, like, especially when they go through the montage. Yeah. The only new addition, we got one addition of a new hero, then we got a hero kind of taken away, because we don't get Bucky. There's no one that we know of. Winter Soldier doesn't happen, so that we know of. But
true. I thought Steve may be a Winter Soldier, to be honest.
We do, bro. When he got captured,
I was like,
oh, shit.
I was like, oh, boy.
That would have been fucking rough. That would have been lovely. You know? But then we get the Hydra Stomper. Like, Steve gets, like, the new, like, we get an earlier...
The Mark 1?
Quote, like, Iron Man suit. Yeah, we get a new Mark 1. So, that's a pretty big change. And then, Red Skull's not using... The Tesseract gets captured way earlier. You know?
So, he don't get to use it like that.
Yeah, it would, like... But now, then...
Did he ever talk about summoning a fucking... Like, remember...
No, he did not want to do that in the original movie.
Yeah.
I just remember they were making tanks and weapons out of it. They were using it for charging their guns and planes and shit. Then he was going to bomb the United States. The Eastern Seaboard. Yeah.
I like that Captain Carter uses a sword. That was nice.
That was dope.
Because I said, I don't know for sure, but it took me, like, towards the end of that whole fucking Squid Pearl fight where I was just kind of like, yo, is that Shumagorath?
Dude. Like, everybody's saying that's what it is, and I'm like, you know what? I mean, I never didn't know that motherfucker had a mouth. That's the only thing. I was like, what?
But yeah, I was 50-50, because it sounds like, oh, damn, like, there's a fucking Hydra God Squid. But I think that's kind of like a thing too, like, you know, because you already know that the Panthers, you know, Black Panther is like a Panther god, and like Hydra, like they get the little octopus, little logo. So I was wondering.
I know they did have, like, if Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is canon or not. I don't know if it is, but they did have, like, that. Like, they did have a portal there, like the old school Hydra members, like the ones before the Nazis. Said they were from, like, ancient. They're like an ancient religion.
Yeah, okay.
To another world that had, like, a Hydra god on it.
Yeah, that's where the connectivity was clicking for me. I was kind of like, when you start saying that, I'm like, man, where have I, like, I feel like I heard some shit. Like, yeah, you're right. It was Ages of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Ward, when they brought Ward back and he had his body taken over by the
little sludge or some shit. Yeah. There you go. That was... Okay, I was getting Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. the little sprinkles in my head.
But who knows? But that's what, man. No, it was a great episode. Yeah. I'm trying to think of... we should have went through it chronologically, but if you've seen it, you've seen it. We don't want to spoil too much. There's a lot of major changes. And if you know Captain America, you would kind of know the story. It definitely, during the montage,
was really... It was nice.
And the thing is, it shows that, you know, Steve is still Steve regardless, serum or not. And that's why
he was perfect. Yeah.
That's why I love Captain America. That he was still fighting. He was trying to fight, and he still got in the fucking fight. You know?
Nah, it was lit, man. Like, I love how, like I said, like, the parallels were there. Like, you know, Bucky and his battalion got rescued by Captain America. So, like I said, like, everything, like, it shifted, but it ain't like it's kind of snapped back in place. Like, some of the things that didn't happen in Captain America, obviously she didn't go on a road show like him. But it was
nice to see that Sprawl Spanger.
Yeah, and they
probably were gish, but the thing is,
yeah. And then, like I said, they both had like a dire event that brought them away from their time period, and then brought them back 70 years later. Like, Steve had to crash into the ocean with the Tesseract. Captain Carter had to go through the fucking portal fighting the squid. And then, obviously, when it came back, from when S.H.I.E.L.D. recreated it in the future, she came out and fucking Nick Fury and fucking Hawkeye were there. Fucking.
Yeah.
Just like Avengers. So I was kind of like,
yeah. That was what I'm saying. That scene was with Loki originally. Now, like, was, who knows? Honestly, dude, all right, go with me here. I just thought about this. All right, so you know how Avengers, they did the exact same thing with the Tesseract and the fucking portal, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, how do we not know that Captain Carter didn't show up before? Maybe, like, fucking Nick Fury and Hawkeye were already bringing people through before Loki was the final person who just, like, busted from the other side of the doorway. Because mm-hmm. they didn't bring Loki through. He came through. There's two sides to the doorway.
Yeah. No, trust me.
It's theory, but...
Well, you could think about, like I said, like... Also, I feel like... I don't know if they limited the Space Stone, but I always wonder why or if the Space Stone could just pretty much go to different dimensions or different verses, multiverses. Because I figure kind of why not, you know? But it definitely seems like the way things are going, like, they're definitely feel like they're trying to bring in Captain Carter into this shit for sure. I feel like she's definitely going to make a live action appearance.
I hope so.
Especially the way, like, when she got out of the chamber, she didn't look, like, too crazy buff. To where, like, if the actress actually wanted to portray the character, she ain't gotta, like, go through a crazy, you know, transformation like fucking Chris Evans did. Because, you know, he went from a little-ass, little twig to fucking, you know, Chris Evans, like, super buff. Like,
right, she already was, but she wasn't inside.
Yeah, her, like you said, her stature and everything didn't change too much. Like, they just used different camera angles and, you know.
Stu.
Yeah.
So she's covered fucking heel to toe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Taking some puff in there.
Exactly. So I was like, oh, man. I definitely feel like... But it was nice, though. Like, their love story is... It was giving me Flash and Iris vibes.
Yeah, it transcends time.
Through everything, it's the content, it's the constant in the multiverse, like the, you know, Iris is always the lightning rod, yeah, it's beautiful, man, and that's why I was kind of like, oh, man, like, they killing this,
it's a timeless love story, and hopefully they get their dance, hopefully that version of Steve and Peggy get their dance,
true,
you know, she's like, gonna be the man and the sass.
Well, maybe maybe Steve didn't get the Winter Soldier shit, because I figured he wouldn't be, like, they would have seen just some skinny ass dude inside a buff, inside a little metal costume and been like, man, we don't need him.
He was like, dude, get about the costume, goddammit.
But, because I was wondering, like, what if in that, Peggy, Captain Carter came back 70 years, what if she ran into, in her Winter Soldier movie parallel, she ran into Steve, who got, you know, through this Winter Soldier, and, like, what if he was buff? So maybe, like, you know, I feel like that would have been crazy. That would be kind of like a crazy Winter Soldier movie for her, where her Winter Soldier is fucking Steve when the fucking train crash happened. But, yeah, oh well.
That would have been, it would have been nice. It would have made a new dynamic. People would have really said, oh, no, Bucky's people really in love.
But then I was also thinking, I was like, well, shit, does Peggy have to go find one of fucking Steve's nephews to hook up with? Just like fucking Steve went to go find one of his fucking nieces.
Right, Steve had to have kids, oh shit.
Nah, but yeah. It's good though, they did it good to where you're like, you get introduced to the character enough to where, like, it's like you already know Agent Carter. Just, you know, give her.
And it was the same. It was the same actress.
Yep.
Who played the voice. I'm pretty sure the guy who was Stanley Tucci was the German soldier guy. The German
yep.
scientist.
That was Ursing for sure. Yep, that was definitely him.
Red Skull was replaced by the guy who did his voice in Endgame.
Okay.
Doing all Google Weave and stuff. And then apparently, I thought Chris Evans was coming back, but he did. It was Josh Keith.
He did a good ass job because I couldn't. Yeah, I could barely tell.
It sounded to me. It sounded just like
I thought it was.
He, So, and Josh Keaton's guy played Peter in Spectacular Spider. So, you know, he's getting to get some work done. Josh Keaton, one of the best out there when it comes to just regular, you know, Mikey, I guess.
And they had Samuel Jackson reprising his Nick Fury role. So was Jeremy Renner. I thought that was nice, just even for 2 seconds.
Even though sometimes, like, even if they are the actors, they don't even sound right. Not really.
Yeah.
They're not used to a voice acting.
Exactly. That's all I could think about. And then you have to think about how they, like, what takes they took from the voice acting session. Did they record remote because it was during the pandemic? You know, it's like, yeah, it's tough. Because who knows what they had to work with when it was time. Because, like, with that animation style, they probably maybe had stick figures. I don't even know if they had, was it little animation, little animix or some whatever they call that shit?
Animatics.
Animatics, yeah. I don't even know if they had any of that. Maybe they had storyboards or who fucking knows. Or maybe they're like, all right, just go watch this part of the movie again and just kind of remember.
Yeah, we'll just speak through this shit. I mean, the reference shots would be the shots from the movie. And speaking of animation style, it did look really good. The action looked surprisingly well. The mouth still moved kind of weird to me. I was noticing the mouth. But other than that, that's a little tiny. Like, it doesn't stretch directly. But who's really looking at the mouth? The action was good. It was solid. Everything worked. So.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely. I definitely feel like they were building Captain Carter up to be like a real kid. Like, that was the way that episode felt. It didn't feel like an accident or like a one off. Like
the way it ended, way it ended seems like all of the people who were going, all the subjects in each What If are going to eventually be like the multiverse Avengers or something. That's what I think. The mighty Avengers. Or
yeah.
What would they call
them? Once I figured out that these, like, all these episodes are, like, connected to one overarching story, I was like, holy shit. I was like, oh,
yeah. So that's for real? Oh, I see.
I think someone said that within, like, because I know the people who are involved with the show, like, I feel like they just I feel like they just say everything before the show comes out. I'm like, god damn, like.
I try not to stay away from that shit.
Well, for more or less, like, I don't know, people are just so hungry for behind the scenes stuff. Like, you know, those little behind the scenes stuff that they post on Disney Plus, like those, like, people love watching those. I haven't watched them just yet, but like the making ofs, like, yeah, dude, like.
I watched Wanda's. I know that. I watched a little bit of Wanda's, and of course I watched the Falcon Winter Soldier.
Yeah. And then even after they do those little shows, like, I know after, because I haven't even watched those shows, but I know after the Falcon Winter Soldier, like, they were just giving up so much details about the fucking show.
Yeah, they tell you exactly what they were thinking, what they meant, so that it really, like, you know, have your own perception.
Yeah, so they with the end of Loki, like, for more or less, they were just, like, you know, confirming shit and wrapping shit up.
That's why, Loki would be a good one to watch, because you'll know, like, this is what it meant with multiverse. Yeah. This is ending. They're not going to call him gay. They're going to call him, you know, the one who lasts or whatever.
Yeah. It was funny when you said, like, fucking Captain Carter. I was like, man, what if that Captain Carter and fucking Steve Rogers just got together? I was like, dude, they'll have, like, some super soldier babies.
Bro. I don't know. Cap do it? He would. Cap would do it. Fuck it. Because this nigga just said, fuck everybody. Let me go get some ass.
Basically.
That's the thing. He's like, dude, I almost died, and I'm still a virgin.
He ain't having that.
This nigga went back 70 years to get some ass. Mm-hmm. After dedication, he's like, you know what? I got all this power in the world. Time to get some ass. I got Thor's hammer. And you might try to stop me.
He's like, I shall use this time stone. Because it's time to get some ass. Yeah, that's a funny ass, like, it's A, man, it's
canon.
That is hella canon. He was shooting his cannon, too. I wonder how long he had to be gone. Like, because he came back old. And he probably gets old like Wolverine, for more or less. To where, yeah, he looked 90. I mean, obviously he was frozen ice, but outside of that, like, even him, from out of ice, him living 90 years, he wouldn't look like a 90-year-old. Because he's fucking, you know, Captain America. So I wonder how, because he came back, like, or he came back looking like a raisin.
Yeah, dude, he was fucking, like, he pulled Joe Biden. That
is hilarious. That is. I'm surprised I haven't heard. I don't even know if I've heard that already, but yeah, he definitely got those Joe Biden liver spots.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. The way he was talking, Joe Biden talks just like, that's our fucking president. We got the most
fragile.
I think it's just something about 160%. Fragile. Dude, I think it's just something about 160%. I'm like, oh my god, yo. Is the fuck? 60%?
Dude, fucking talking like, what was it? Stan Marsh's grandpa?
Yeah, he's 160% of people need to be vaccinated or something like that. 160%.
I mean, I like the enthusiasm, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, he could have said 110, but he's like, he threw an extra 50 on there. That's hardcore. But I'm definitely looking forward to the Marvel What Ifs. It's. I kind of feel like.
I'm pretty sure I know what the next one is.
What do you think the next one's going to be?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be the Star-Lord T'Challa.
Okay, cool. I had a feeling for that one, too. I thought you, for some reason, I thought you were going to say the Iron Man one. And I was like, for some reason, I feel like you're going to save that one. But it also makes, like, I feel like, why not do that one? But I don't think they're going to do that one next. They've been showing a lot of the Star-Lord T'Challa. I feel like they're saving. I can't wait to. I just want to see the Spider-Man in the Doctor Strange episodes. I'm like, what's going on with that shit?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what does what?
Does Spider-Man just have the cloak, or is he the Sorcerer Supreme? Like, which one is it?
Right. Is it what happens if Paul can make it back before Thanos or something? Probably.
I don't even know how even
that situation. That's happens. The only way, because that's the only time they are like even intertwined.
Yeah, because every other story seems pretty like okay. Like, you know, the Killmonger Iron Man, Killmonger saves him. That's the time split. Yeah. You already knew Peggy Carter was just going to get the serum. That's just like, you know, that's the difference. Like,
yeah.
Obviously the event was her staying. Like, or the decision was her staying in there. But you like, we know what the result is. Like this, the Star-Lord one, I guess, Ego
had
a different wife.
Yeah.
And then he just wanted Ego. Ego got a little bit taste of that vibranium. That's what it was. He's like, yeah, think about it. That's
because the only reason
Yondu went to go get Star-Lord was because. Ego.
That was one of his kids.
Exactly.
Ego has millions of kids.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, oh my god.
So in that universe,
Ego. What if he just picks up?
That's what I think in my head.
I was thinking Ego. I was just thinking, damn, what if he just picks up the wrong kid? Like, he just died. I didn't think about
that. You know what? That makes a lot more sense, because he knew what Ego was doing, and he kept Star-Lord from protection. So maybe he just was like, instead of getting Star-Lord, he'll just get another kid. But then again, why even fake it? Like, did he even do that to get paid? Or like, yeah.
Maybe he knew that if he got the right kid, he wouldn't have to bring it to him. So he didn't bring it in. Because
It sounds like he was feeding Ego like fucking Galactus and Silver Surfer, just feeding them vessels, just to get him from getting Star-Lord.
Yeah, because, like, well, but he did say he had all those kids. That's the only thing I'm like, he did have all those kids. They showed him with all the different women, you know?
Yeah, they just didn't have the superpower, the celestial powers. Yeah. So he was just like, oh, you're a waste.
But they showed that pile of bones. There were, like, thousands of fucking.
Yeah, a lot of kids, man. He was definitely
literally everybody's Eagle's child. Fuck it.
Damn.
It's this possible. Man planted flowers and seed.
So now
we are all Ego.
So actually that makes a little bit, that one episode may be a little bit more interesting. Now I do kind of want to see what makes the events converge differently. So yeah, nice.
Shit, man. I mean, we still we're almost at the end of the show. We did our main topic. Didn't really have any questions about looking. I didn't see any questions anywhere. So I know you want to tell me about this Black John Cena.
you want to close it off with Black John Cena?
We can close it off with Black John Cena. We can hit it off with, like, hey, dude, some crazy shit just happened this week. Maybe put a stamp. That's how we date it. We're going to date it at the end of the episode. Because nobody's going to talk about Black John Cena next week.
Well, who knows?
Well, I guess we can talk about, like, the random shit that's just popping up. I keep saying it. We just keep saying it everywhere. I have no context. Here we go. Then it shows no contact.
I like it.
So we got Black John Cena. That's wild.
You may or not be able to see him though, but he may or not be exist. So if you see him, maybe you don't see him.
But and you got that? I don't know. I guess it makes. Does this one have like a country career or something? Like, you got a country album somewhere. Because, you know, John Cena's got a rap on. So, Black John Cena's got to have a country album, right?
I'm thinking bluegrass for sure. It sounds bluegrass. Like.
Oh, yeah. That sweet, sweet old country. Some yodel. He's got a yodel album. But, I can't think of any more opposites. Have you seen this, like, picture of the White House chef, too, that's been going around?
What's it called?
The White House chef.
No.
It's like a bodybuilder in a chef's outfit. And he's like the head chef at the White House.
Damn. He's security in chef.
Bro, exactly. I keep seeing everyone like, why am I keep seeing this? And everybody, why is everybody talking about this?
Jeez. Imagine him tenderizing beef.
Bro, he was whipping some shit up too. He looked bad as fuck. Just while I was undercover. As a chef, the worst at it. He's the dude. Tell me.
The internet is funny. It finds literally everything funny.
Dude, the internet is great.
Navy SEAL chefs. I'm sure he was in the military. Being in the White House, being a chef. Oh, yeah.
This nigga can fuck you up with every item on that utensil bar. Have you ever seen this nigga kill somebody with a fucking whisk?
I was just about to say.
He just scooped his whole eye out.
Fucking stir your ass right up.
Stick you right in the eye, scramble your fucking brain. Just
put you through the food processor. Grind you up. He make fucking hot links out of your ass.
Kebab you right in the ass.
Throw an apple in your mouth. Slow roast you.
Hard as fuck, dude. Just
this dude out here performing fatalities on people in the name of the
dog.
Name of Justice and Liberty at all.
No, nah, sure. He's gonna give you he's gonna give you a tong tong. What's up? I'm just gonna keep going on it. Nah, but that's it. I'm fucking, we did it, bro. I'm fucking. Well.
You mean any homework?
As always. Oh no. Any homework? The only thing I was gonna say for homework. I didn't really write anything down. I know we've been listening to some hardcore. We were supposed to talk about. I don't know if we were talking about that. That's just all topic shit. Well, if you made it this far, thank you. We just gotta have a sign off. We gotta have an epic sign off.
Cool.
I'm gonna let you sign off.
Oh man, that's worse.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, all my milkers out there. Keep milking it, and we're just gonna keep milking the ending like this. Make sure you hit up everybody on their socials. Just make sure you guys do what you gotta do. You stay safe. Keep munching. Keep eating food for thought. Keep your mind open. Keep your mouth closed. You got two eyes, one mouth.
I like it. You heard him.
Two ears.
Keep those udders milky. As ink catches on the next episode. And then, you know, sound effects and shit.
Yeah, sound effects and shit, dude.
Goodbye.